Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sejal Glass Limited Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amrut Gadha, promoter of the company, and Mr. Chandresh Tambiya, CFO. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Gadha for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and shareholders joining us today for the Q4 and full year FY 2026 earnings conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. We sincerely appreciate your continued trust and support. At Sejal Glass, we have spent more than two decades building a strong foundation as one of the leading manufacturer of high-quality architectural glass solutions. Our offering cater to diverse set of end users, industries including residential and commercial real estate, infrastructure, industrial applications, and emerging segments such as data centers and high security installations. With advanced manufacturing facilities in India and UAE, a wide product portfolio and strong customer ecosystem, we continue to position ourselves as a comprehensive solutions provider in the architectural glass space. FY 2026 has been a year of strong and consistent growth of Sejal Glass, with an improvement across all key financial parameters, driven by scale expansion and better operating efficiencies. Starting with the quarterly performance in Q4 FY 2026, we reported a total consolidated income of 116.85 crore as compared to 67.90 crore in Q4 FY 2026, registering a growth of over 72% year-on-year. This was driven by healthy execution, improved tractions in value-added product, and contribution from recently integrated facilities. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter stood at 20.47 crore, with a margin improving to 17.5% from 14.5% last year, supported by better product mix and operating leverage. Profit after tax on consolidated basis for the quarter came at 11.42 crore, growing over 200% year-on-year with a net profit margin of 9.8%. Moving to full year performance for FY 2026, total consolidated income stood at 401.36 crore as compared to 244.95 crore in FY 2026, reflecting a growth of approximately 64% and crossing the 400 crore milestone. Consolidated EBITDA for the year was 66.32 crore, up nearly 88% year-on-year, with a margin improving 16.5% from 14.4%. Profit after tax stood at 29.03 crore on consolidated level, growing over 160% year-on-year, with a net profit margin improving to 7.2% from 4.5%. Total comprehensive income for the year stood at 35.94 crore as compared to 9.03 crore of FY 2025, reflecting a growth of 298%. This performance is a reflection of our focus strategy over the last few years, strengthening our core operations, improving our product mix, and scaling our value-added offering. As highlighted in our previous interactions, our efforts towards integrating acquired assets and enhancing utilization levels are now beginning to translate into the financial performance. From an industry standpoint, the demand environment remains highly supportive. The real estate sector continued to witness steady momentum, particularly in premium and mid-income housing. Commercial leasing, especially in office space and data centers, remained robust. Additionally, infrastructure investments across airports, metro, rail, healthcare, and institutional projects continue to drive demand for architectural glass solutions. A key structural trend that continued to benefit our business is the increasing focus on energy efficiency and sustainable construction. rising temperature, higher energy cost, and stricter building regulations are accelerated the adoption of insulated and laminated glass solution, which align well with our product portfolio. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about our growth. Our key focus area will include scaling our value-added and high-margin product segments, improving capacity utilization across newly integrated facilities, expanding our presence across key geographies in India and GCC region, and increased footprints in global market as revenue of exports. Strengthening relationship with the developers, architect, and institutional clients, driving operational efficiency through technology and process improvement. We also expect better contribution for our newer product lines and acquired facility as they move forward optimal utilizations, which should further support both growth and margin expansion in the coming periods. At Sagil Glass, our vision goes beyond manufacturing. We aim to deliver solutions that enhance space with a combination of safety, performance, and design excellence. With strong industry tailwinds, a robust operational backbone, and disciplined approach to growth, we believe we are well positioned to create a long-term sustainable value for all our stakeholders. On that note, I would like to thank all of you once again for joining us today. We will now open to the floor for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Abhi Jain from AJ Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Sir, I think it would be helpful if you just address the genie in the bottle, the question that probably all the investors would have right now in terms of the UAE operations and how do you see the future outlook of it? How is Q1 shaping up? If you can just give us some flavor on how it will shape up and what are your thoughts on, you know, how long this this disruption can go on and whether it affects your top line and your margin growth. So, yeah.
Yeah, particularly on the UAE, I was last year for 3 days at Dubai and visited also plant and customer also. So apparently, looking at the situations, there is a little bit slowdown in the real estate. But looking at our company, we have the order book positions, which is at very good. Right now, we are at around 60 million order book position. And Q1, like for example, last month, we have done 10.2 million turnover. And May also, I think we will maintain that. So if the today's situations, which are less turmoil, and a little bit of improvement on supply chain, we are going to close around 31 million. Subject to the situations, you know, should not become more worst. So that's about the 1 quarter. And we have a right now enough book order book positions, and certain orders are in pipeline. So if the situations, you know, remain improved and the supply chain doesn't effect much more, I think even Q2 with a little bit of improved version, we will close by 35 million. That's what right now we can see the visibility here. And because of this all UAE situations, we have also we have changed little bit of strategy, that focus area. Now we are also, you know, aggressively working on African market and other part of UAE.
That's helpful, sir. So could you give us some more nuance around the margin, and do you think that the margin will be impacted by this situation? And overall, this is a consolidated level.
Yeah, yeah. There will be, of course, the more raw material cost has an impact. But I think, you know, we are able to transport around 80% of the incremental, 80 to 90% to the customer. So there will be little bit of, you know, margin impact on EBITDA, maybe, you know, 1% or 1.5%. But that's also a chance. But I don't see that, you know, much more impact in this quarter, particularly. Going forward, if the situation going worst, then there will be impact. But as on today, our operations are stable at 10.2 to 10.5 million per month with a reasonable margin, EBITDA.
So I think, you know, last time you were telling us that, you know, the EBITDA margin, you are targeting around 18% for FY27.
Probably
that would... So for FY27, you will be able to maintain 18% EBITDA. And so just some more...
Yeah, March 26 is 16.55.
Yeah.
The total EBITDA level. And I think this year, you know, some value-added product like fire product will also... start in Q2 or beginning of Q3, and certain other value-added product also getting in the market gradually. So I think we will maintain around 18% or 17.5 to 18% EBITDA. And also the UAE facade business we have there, there is also a good order book position. So maybe this will impact at a consolidated 1%.
Right. So can you also, finally, last question, give us some flavor around what makes Sejal special? I mean, the hydro that we are seeing, you know, the EBITDA margins that we are seeing. Can you just give us some idea about who your customers are and if there are some marquee clients? And
it's a B2B and B2C. Yeah. So the developers are our clients, but the installations contractors are the fabricators who buy from us, but there is a, you know, influence or the in decisions of the product, architect and developers play a vital role.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sir, how do you see the next 2-3 years unfolding for you? I mean, you are in a high growth phase, obviously, but how do you see FY29 or FY30? Where do you see yourself at? And if you can just give us some understanding of what your plans are for the medium term.
The next 2-3 years, I will first tell about FY27. If the things are, you know, in a moderate situations in line with the growth of India story and little bit, you know, the disturbance of UAE, I think we will, you know, minimum we will improve by 25% growth, and things are better in UAE, then we are going to cross 40% improvement from last this FY26. Number one, and there will be a little bit of improvement around 1.5% in EBITDA. And secondly, we are also, you know, planning to expand in India, because right now over 70% of the revenue is coming from UAE. That also we want to, you know, do some balancing as India is also growing. So this year, I think it will be 60-40, and thereafter it will be 50-50. So India capacity, this last year's our two expansion and acquisition, we'll have a capacity utilizations. And we are also, you know, working on opportunity of acquisition in India. So going down after 2-3 years, I think we will be in a very better position, number one. Number two, we will be the largest by capacity in India and largest by the market share, and with a very good operating EBITDA and the PAT.
That's wonderful.
A new product also, product portfolio, going new geographies. Export market,
that's
we have
wonderful.
Started European market from India. We got the order in this quarter.
That's wonderful, sir. That's some bullish commentary. I'm sure all the investors would be happy looking at your positive outlook. And given all the disruption, you're still so bullish. So that's wonderful. And all the best. And we'll be on the journey with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Bahirwani from Vijit Global Security. Please proceed, sir.
Yes. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. First of all, I would like to congratulate the management for giving such good performance in Q4. My first question is related to the new verticals, which management mentioned also in the earlier commentary. If you could give just timelines related to, you know, different verticals. You mentioned fire safety glass, there was bulletproof glass also earlier. The company is also working in, you know, railway segment. So if you could provide us the timelines as to when can we expect the revenues to start coming in from these verticals, and how much as a percentage these can contribute to the total, you know, consolidated revenue in this year.
The railway already we have started little bit. We are now, you know, started filling the tenders. So there is a level 1, level 2. So one or two order we got. And we are bidding for Vande Bharat also and AC coaches also. So railway has been started. But generally looking at the consolidated, there will be around 2 to 3% of total revenue from the railway. 2 to 3%. Second, fire product, fire technology we have signed from the Spain. That product will go in the market in Q3. Fire product. And certain this standard product which we are working, that also in the trial of the production, it also will go in the market in Q3. At a standard, this digital productions decorative product. It also will go in, but you know, apparently this all new product will contribute around 5 to 7% this year, not much.
Okay, okay. And any outlook for next year? Can this go to, let's say, 15%?
Next year it will go to 15 to 20%.
Okay, okay. That's great, that's great. My second question is related to the capacity utilization in India units. So if you could provide us, you know, the capacity utilization separately for GlassTech as well as for Sejal Glass existing units. What is the current utilization and at what level do you expect this year to end?
So capacity utilization in Silvassa unit per se, it is the tempering capacity utilization is around 64%. Our IG is 30% and lamination is 87%. Whereas on the GlassTech units like Taloja is around at 33% on tempering, IG is around 21% and lamination is around 8%. For Erode, the unit tempering is around at 13% and the IG is at 3%.
And closing targets, at what rate can we expect this year to be closed in GlassTech and Silvassa both?
This year, Silvassa, the tempering capacity, more or less, it will be in the range of 75%. IG, we are expecting more than 50% this year. Lamination, we are expecting 90 to 95%. And Taloja and Erode together, we are expecting that tempering should go more than 50% and IG and laminate will contribute around 30%.
Okay, okay. And have we reached EBITDA break-even in GlassTech yet? Or it is still...
Yeah, in the last month, in the last month, we are at EBITDA break-even.
Okay, okay. And are we expecting this year GlassTech to become profitable? And
yes.
If yes, what can be the EBITDA margins for this year?
So EBITDA positive. This quarter we are expecting at least 10% EBITDA positive.
Okay, okay. That helps. Thank you so much, sir. I will join back the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanki Bansal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to ask particularly about the UAE operations. I think the previous candidate has also asked you about the UAE's sales and profitability. But my main concern is that when we are seeing the data pertaining to specifically to UAE business, so are the payments and everything is on time, or these debtors, how we are securing these debtors? Because we have seen that in UAE, people are asking deference and you can say extended the time period for payments. So can you highlight from the debtors point that how much debtors in the book pertaining to UAE, or is there any write-off or any delinquency you have seen in the books?
So as of now, we are not facing such issues because our all the payments are coming on the due dates as of now. So till now, no one has extended their deadlines. I mean, the due dates, whatever the due date checks or the PDCs has been given, are being honored as of now. Because our clientele list is accordingly all our well-known facade companies or the developers with whom we are working. So there is zero bad debts and zero delay, in fact. And that's what we are expecting to continue even in the scenario also.
Okay, that's great. And as you have highlighted in the guidance that in the current year we are expecting 25% growth, so that means we are targeting 500 crore top line.
Yes.
Correct. So, and the mix will be 60-40. So that means we are not predicting any meaningful growth in UAE, and I think the main focus will be on India growth. Maybe we are doubling the top line in India. Is that correct?
So UAE growth will be there compared to last year. Yes, there will be a growth of around 20% considering the situation remain moderate. The present situation, whatever is there, and there is an improvement in the situation what we are expecting. And we had already considering some expansions in UAE where we had already ordered some machines which are yet to be installed. Because of this geopolitical, it was delayed by one quarter. So we are expecting that the Q2 or Q3 we will be installing these machines and it will start producing. And apart from that, also targeting some geographical changeover in the UAE market also, that considering the other countries from UAE.
Okay. And I have saw your interview on TV. I think you have highlighted that you guys are also planning for second acquisition, which is under due diligence. So what is the current status of that? Where we are we?
No, it is still under the process. So it will take some time.
Okay. And what is the current debt outstanding in the book and how we are planning to reduce in the coming future? Because I believe this year we have generated a very good cash flow from operation. So what is the debt reduction planning in near future?
The debt reduction already been considered in the last quarter, in the quarter three. As such, we had repaid some of the promoter outstanding loans from Sejal Glass India. And now, as of now, the consolidated debt is around 138 crore. So in this, the majority is from the banker's term loan, which are going on as per the scheduled payments. And around 70 crore is again funded through a promoter group.
Okay, because I think there is some 75% outstanding amount which we have to call on equity warrants, correct?
Yes.
I think 4 lakh equity warrants. So is there any plan how we going to be utilize that money?
So that as of now we are, that call is within 18 months. So definitely the plans or the acquisitions what we are thinking of, it will be structured in that.
Okay. So for UAE new machine, are we planning to take more debt for funding of that machine, or from internal accrual we have secured that machine?
It will be a mix of internal and some debt. Term debt will be there from that local banks or the UAE bankers. So we had already paid some advances which were through the internal accruals.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Runit Kapoor from Investire Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So first of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my question is particularly regarding your India business. So I look at the standalone numbers, along with Glasstec pro forma numbers. I think last year you all did around 126 crores if Glasstec was included, like you'll acquire in April 25, but after including that, so there's a degrowth in India numbers if I include Glasstec particularly.
No,
Why is that so?
without Glasstec, we did only 63 crore.
Yeah, so if I include pro forma Glasstec, because you have done 63 crores in Glasstec also before acquisition. Glasstec was doing 63 crores, right?
No, it was not there. The Glasstec came only in the May and June.
No, I agree it came in May, but I'm saying before acquisition also it was generating a turnover, right, for the previous company. So I'm saying both of them combined, like it seems as a degrowth.
Yes, agreed.
So why is that so, like?
No, because after taking over, there were certain consolidations and re-engineering was required to be done because their system was different. Another thing is that 63 was include some trading part also, which they had internally was doing. And apart from that, there were some machines which were required to be overhauling and re-engineering to meet the required capacity utilization and some labor-related things were also required to be kept in place. So all this has taken some 2 quarters actually. And we have started operation in Taloja only from the June, and that was only 9 months or 10 months. And Erode we started from July onwards, so 9 months only.
What is the turnover of Glasstec individually, like for this year? Yeah. So what is the turnover for Glasstec individually for FY26?
This year we crossed around 40 crores.
40 crores. And in the what is the outlook for the India business for FY27 combined, like how much are you anticipating?
27, see, we are considering total overall 500 crore plus. In that, 40% will be India.
So 200 and Glasstec should be above 100, like
100 plus.
Okay. And
110, what we are expecting to.
Okay. And last question is regarding your margin in the India business. Like, are not picking up despite last 2 years. So, is it the competition from the unorganized space, or what is the main reason, like, for that?
No, the first is that see this year because the Glasstec units has given a negative margin, so that has impacted. Otherwise, India we are expecting 15% EBITDA.
So for FY
You see only Silvassa plant, it is giving more than 17 to 18% EBITDA margin because that is an established plant. Now only thing is that we are working more on the product mix. The shift is from the only plain tempered glass to a laminated glass and the IG glass. And apart from that, still we are working on the digital printed or the other value-added glass, which will improve further margins.
Okay. And how's the float glass pricing, like for the recent raw material price hike, how's it increased as such, like last 2 months?
See, last 2 months there is an increase around 8% in the glass prices because of this energy cost or the gas cost has been increased. So they had added the energy surcharges further. So 7 to 8% is the glass price increase. But apart from that, we are already in the new projects, whatever we are the quotations are going, it has been captured in that. So whatever the glass price change, it will be passed on to the customers.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to join the question queue may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Rachna Kukreja from SMIPL. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. My first question is on the gross profit margin. If we look for Q4 and the entire FY26, for standalone business, the gross margin has not improved so much, it has remained stable. But if for the consolidated business, the gross margin has improved quite a bit. So if you could provide some color on gross margins for both standalone business and the consolidated business.
So gross margin, you mean sales minus COGS?
Yes.
So that it depends on the product mix what it is actually. So generally 63%, 64% is our COGS cost. So around 33 to 34% is our gross margin.
36%. So I wanted to know the reasons for improvement in consolidated business. And
so consolidation business improves because in UAE, the majority business is of IG and laminate. There is no plain tempered sale. So where the margins are little bit more, because in India the mix, the sale mix includes the tempered sale also. So 60% business still in the India business is tempered, plain tempered business, where the COGS will be little bit higher. So overall COGS in a consolidated it will be better.
Okay, so in India there is no way of improving the gross margins.
It is there. So see, when the product mix change, the gross margin will definitely change because my COGS will come down.
So I mean to say, is there, you know, higher competition for the India business given that, you know?
No, it is not about the competition. It is about the end user segment. So the slowly the segment is changing from plain tempered to a IG glass or a lamination glass as per the safety rules and the change in the building engineering and the architect's demand. So the specifiers are now specifying that the high-end products to be used, like laminated glass for railing and the which are tempered, and the sky-rise buildings has to be used laminated or and the IG glass. So that shift will come over a period of time. And so going ahead, it will definitely improve the COGS. It will come down to 61%. So that means 39% or the 40% margin will come as a gross margin. And apart from that, as our product mix includes our digital printed glass also, wherever possible, and as we are working on the fire rated and the bullet resistant glass, so that contributions will also, overall gross margin will be changing.
Second question was, in India business, you know, we had plans to diversify apart from the real estate sector to non-OEM sectors. So how has that gained traction over the years, and if we compare the margins between the end sectors, how are the margins in non-real estate business for us?
So non-real estate business, as of now, we are not having that much contribution in our total revenue. But definitely that non-OEM also gives a good margin. So COGS will be better compared to this architectural plane in the construction industry.
And if you could give some color on the GlassTech business gross margins, is it in the same line as a corporate consolidated business?
Yes.
Or much higher?
No, it is on a COGS front, it is, yes, gross margins are similar to what we are into. Silvassa.
Okay. And one last question. You mentioned about, you know, passing on around 70 to 80% of the raw material cost to the end customer. So in the domestic business also, we have done the same thing, or is it more of for the UAE business?
No, both. Yeah, our total. Products are, it is a make-to-order kind of product what we are into. So definitely whatever the our cost of the glass is being passed on to the customers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pavan from Vyanch Ventures. Please proceed. Mr. Pavan, your line is
Hello.
In talk mode, sir. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, with respect to Saint Gobain collaboration that we have, what are the benefits that we get? Because if the prices are being totally passed on to us, is there any benefit in terms of pricing that we get a little bit cheaper versus what others would source otherwise?
Yes. So generally, it is always the prices are always linked to the projects. So wherever the Saint-Gobain glass are specified in some of the projects and that order has been given to us, we can renegotiate the pricing on that front. So which is not there
Okay,
in any of the other suppliers or the other. And apart from that, we get a special sizes also sometimes, so where we can reduce our wastage percentage. So that also helps. And apart from that, the other benefit is that they have their pan-India sales team where they are specifying their glass in some of the projects. So with this collaboration, we also get into such negotiation at the stage of the finalizing the order. So in a way, they work for us for marketing our products also.
But the benefit is more marketing linked. Do you get a cheaper rate versus what Saint-Gobain would be probably giving some other peer in India?
Yes, definitely.
We get the price advantage.
Price advantage is there, size advantage is there, and the order confirmation. To get more
And what would be
orders.
the price advantage? Would you be able to sort of give us some quantification just to know the gravity of the price advantage that we get?
Always depends on the project to project. So generally we get the credit note when the order is finalized, the material is lifted. Around 4 to 5% the pricing credit notes are given.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu Suman from Sattva Ventures. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for a very nice result. I just
Thank
wanted to, sir, double-check on this stake on the Dubai business. We are expecting about, say, 31 million in this particular quarter. So are we saying that we are going to get some sort of flattening kind of revenue in the current quarter compared to quarter four?
Sorry, what kind of revenue?
So is it going to be flat compared to the fourth quarter?
It will be in the same range of fourth quarter.
Okay. And in India business, what kind of growth are we expecting on a quarter-on-quarter because we are ramping up the new plants, acquired plants?
So this quarter, we are expecting around 20% growth in India business.
Okay. So the India business should keep on growing every quarter, right?
Right.
Because it's at a very low kind of utilization. So what is our, say, plant-wise, can you give the number? What kind of numbers are we aspiring for the full year?
As we said, that we are expecting around 200 crores from India over a year, 26, 27.
And out of that, 125 should come from the acquired entity, GlassTech?
110 somewhere and 90 crores from the existing Silvassa unit.
Okay, 110 and 90. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was all.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Bahirwani from Vijit Global Securities. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, thanks again. As the company is not paying any taxes on the India operations currently, just wanted to confirm, are we required to pay any taxes in India for the next 2 years?
No, there is no tax outgo as of now.
And for next year, is there any liability which you are expecting?
No, there is no liability for next year also.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last question.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.